Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Here's what I was thinking about during the vacation, right? When I thought about the show and I thought about what's going on, which is pretty often, even when I'm on vacation. I think most of us in the business, you can't completely unplug and not think about stuff. But anyway, I'm thinking about this and all the different storylines that we've talked about, really, you know, going back to the offseason, of course, starting with DeSoto and the Yankee and the Mets stuff, and then Pete's contract and trickling into the season, you know, all the injuries that both teams have dealt with. The very uninspiring period, roughly a month of just bad baseball by both teams, where we're like, whoa, what is going on with these teams too? You know, here we are 10 days before the deadline, and what does it all mean? Well, I've learned this, and even though I know it, and we know it, we still do it. We react like lunatics to every single baseball game because we love it and we care about it. At the end of the day, you know, the wise thing would probably be to take a bit of a more measured approach because it is 162 games. But with all the twists and the turns that we've gone through so far, here's the bottom line. Neither team's going to win a division in the next 10 days or so. Neither team's going to lose a division in the next 10 days or so. And neither team's going to wrap up or lose out on a wild card in the next 10 days or so. So what this means to me is the season comes down to Stearns versus Cashman. That's it. Everything else that we've talked about, the young kids and the ups and the downs and the triple crown and then this and then that. I'm not saying it doesn't mean anything because it's gotten us to this point. But the 2025 baseball season comes down to the general managers doing their job and doing their job very well because I feel very confident saying this. Without the right moves, neither team's doing much in October. They are just too flawed. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is that they've also, you know, cranked out enough wins, and they do have enough interesting pieces, both teams do, to remain relevant and to, you know, bare minimum, you know, be a playoff team. But come on, we watch these teams every single night. And as I said before, we tend to fixate maybe more on the negatives than illuminate the good. That's just the way we're wired. But when you objectively analyze the Yankees and the Mets, there is nobody that can call me up today, and you can try 888-808-1019 and sell me on either team being a World Series team. They don't look like it. They don't smell like it. They don't play like it. They don't feel like it because they're not. Now, that doesn't mean there's no value. That doesn't mean there's not a bridge to become a championship team. Hey, GMs, do your job. Do your job. You know why? So far, the owners, now we can quibble about, wow, you know, Hal's not quite his dad and this. Now, fantastic. Both owners have done a good job of spending money. They've given their fan bases a chance to latch on to a team. And both teams really do have, you know, with the right moves, a chance to win. And this is where you now separate yourself. And I'll tell you what, I look at, much like it was, you know, Yankees, Mets, stare down with Soto. It's going to come down to the same thing, guys. only it's now on the general managers because they are, in certain spots, looking at the same players. To me, that's what makes this so interesting. Like, we've had years before where we know, all right, now the Yankees and the Mets are both good, maybe mess around, get a Subway Series. But until the Soto stuff happened this year, right, until that happened, it was never, you know, Yankees versus Mets in the offseason, and it was never Yankees versus Mets during the season in terms of a trade deadline. I don't mean Subway Series game stuff. So, you know, David Stearns has to prove. Now, David Stearns is a good GM. I think everybody will agree with that. He has a good resume, and he's a good general manager. What David Stearns needs to now do, he needs to prove that he's got a chance or he's going to be a great New York general manager. And there's a world of difference there. And that's where David Stearns is going to be in a bit of an uncomfortable spot because he didn't operate this way in Milwaukee. I know they have sports radio out there. I can promise you, whatever show is the big show out there, whatever station is the big station, they are not calling up those people like you call us up at the Fan, you know, demanding moves and demanding accountability. That's just the way it goes here. That's why it's awesome. You know, you just can't get comfortable. So David Stearns is going to have to prove that he's got a few new, like a different set of stripes and evolve. And I'm not saying that he can't. He's just got to do it. And Brian Cashman, what I think Brian Cashman needs to prove is that he still has his general manager fastball. And I'll tell you what, now if I'm going to separate those two things and now tell you who I have more faith in to do their job the next 10 days, it's Cashman. Now, some of you Yankee fans might not want to hear that. And there's a lot of things about Brian Cashman that I've long been on the record with. He has not earned the right to rebuild this team. All the stupid sound bites you've heard me say. You know what? Haven't been wrong yet with that because I haven't won. So I think now you have a stare down that we've never seen. Both teams are good. Good. Both teams are flawed enough where they're not winning anything. Either team. Yanks ain't getting there. Yanks ain't winning. Mets ain't getting there. Mets ain't winning. Stearns, do your job. Cashman, do your job. And more specifically, what makes this unique? You've got to do your job against the other guy in town, and we've never seen that. And that will determine the fate of the 2025 New York baseball season. It's the bottom line. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Talent Fan remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on guaranteed tires here, of course, from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Talent Fan Tire. Nobody. All right, let's get to you. Got a lot of stuff to get to today. Well, David Wright Day. I got to get into the Sauce Wilson Jet stuff. Yeah, I'll get into the Little League ejection since my coworkers are so interested in talking about it. I'll at least give them the details or give you the details since nobody really seemed to have them. It was a mess. All right, 888-808-1019. Let me get Elvis in Orange, Connecticut on the Fan BT and Sal. Get things going on this Monday. Elvis, what's happening?
How you doing, Brandon? Hey, Brandon, I'm sorry I always hang up on you guys because I'm a landscaper. I can never hold on for very long.
Understood.
But anyway,
it's all good.
I kind of agree with you on everything, but here's the thing. You know, when you say they can't win a World Series, I mean, I don't see anybody that's actually in the majors right now that's any. I mean, look at the Dodgers. They're really struggling.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, they're only one. You know what I mean? They're only one or two games better than the Mets. So, I mean, if the Mets make some right moves at the trade deadline, I mean, they could still win it just like anybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I do, but you're saying what I'm saying. I'm saying that the Mets and the Yankees, both teams can win if they make the right moves. Now, I can't prove this to you today. I could just tell you, Elvis, you know, my opinion on base, watching every night, watching both of these teams, neither team is a World Series champion now. And the GM's got to make sure that changes. That's it.
You know, there's one thing I do. I mean, the only thing I don't like about Mendoza, the way he coaches, I mean, you got to start letting these starters go a little farther.
Yeah.
I mean, the bullpen is just so weak. You know what I mean? I just don't get it. I really don't get it. I mean, they're babying the guys, and they're still getting hurt anyway. So, I mean, Let him pitch.
Yes.
Stop playing Tyrone Taylor. Oh, my God.
I mean, listen, man. Some of these arms that are coming out of the Mets bullpen, it's just an embarrassment. It's absolutely gross. I'm just looking for something. If you're watching me, no, I'm not like just checking out and looking at my phone. I'm trying to find a picture. I took a screenshot over the weekend watching the Met game, and it was something with the, where the heck was it, man? About the innings pitched. I can't find it. Either way, it was around the neighborhood, like the Mets starters, I think, have gone 120 innings, and the Met relievers have gone like 121, something that's just untenable. Like, you can't have that. And, you know, listen, I mean, I think we're long past the point of just getting on the, at least I am, of getting on the air and just hammering the weaknesses. Oh, this guy coming out of the pen stinks. Oh, you know, this guy getting the baseball for the Yankees at the back of the rotation, not it. This guy coming out of the bullpen for the Yankees, not, like, that's not even fun. Like, there's a point when you're trying to assess what the team is where you got to get on the air and say, dude, this guy's terrible. You can't trust him. Everybody knows that. Like, if you look at the deficiencies for both the Yankees and the Mets right now, clearly identifiable, and it doesn't take a brain surgeon to identify it. Like, it just doesn't. Watch a game. Look at how bad some of these arms are. Look at how bad the lower third of the Mets batting order. I got to laugh. I've been saying for months, Mets need a bat. No. Mets need a bat. Yes, they do. So both of these teams need a lot. And it's going to come down to, like I said, the GMs doing their job and beating the other guy. Because as Cashman's calling about relievers, so was Stearns. As Stearns is making inquiries, so is Cash. Who puts together the most?
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Enticing prospect package, and I think maybe more from a Yankee perspective. No, did the Yankees finally just stop hugging these prospects? And I don't mean Lombard and Jones. I mean everybody else, and even Jones. Like, if it's a young, controllable, emerging star, you got to give up Spencer Jones, even though, you know, the way he looks, I don't know if you really want to, but you got to give something up to get something, you know. But you can't just, like, if the Yankees and the Mets thing, and I could see Stearns trying to squeeze, you know, a deal that doesn't really make sense for the other team, or it's a turnoff. Like, he's going to try to bargain, and I don't think he's going to be reckless with these prospects either. So at some point, Stearns is going to have to deviate from his comfort zone. And that's what I find incredibly intriguing, because now the spotlight, I mean, it is blazing white hot. Yeah, we can sit there and say, Mendoza hasn't really had a good month. I agree. What options does the man really have, if you think about it? So this is not little Milwaukee, you know, with one or two writers, you know, one station, without the venom that you got and the great stuff that you guys bring to this station. It's different. He can't hide, man. And if this roster is not upgraded big time, then Stearns is going to get crushed. And rightfully so. And if Cashman can't, you know, carry the mail and punch this thing in, then Cashman is going to get crushed. And rightfully so. Let me get Paul in Queens, BT and Salmon on the Fan. What's going on, Paulie?
What's going on, BT? How you doing?
Good, man. What's happening?
Not much, man. So, I really agree with you. I don't think the Yankees are, like, far off because of the American League. You know, you got the Tigers. You know, you got a few teams that could be a problem. But, absolutely, we need to make moves. I'm not giving up Spencer Jones for Eugenio Suarez.
Nope, no, I'm not doing that one either. Not that one. I'm with you on
that. Yeah, and unless, like, some superstar becomes available out of nowhere that nobody expected,
yeah.
I can't give up Jones. But if we get the right reliever and we get, you know, a good third baseman, or we're able to get Eugenio Suarez for other prospects besides Lombard and Jones,
mm-hmm.
We got to pull the trigger on that ASAP. And I got two other points. Jonathan Loaisiga, I don't want to see him in any close game.
I hear you.
We got to be up 10 for Loaisiga to get in the game. Yeah. And Jason Dominguez has to be leadoff every single day. How do you develop a player if you're gonna take him in and out of the lineup?
I don't know. And that's a good point. And I saw the first lineup back, and I was coming back from vacation. I'm like, why is he not batting first? Why?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I don't get it. I don't understand the way the Yankees make out their lineup sometimes. I just don't. I know they're privy to a lot more information than me and all of us here, but, I mean, it's got to be a modicum of consistency. And to me, like, this is a very underrated aspect. You think about sports, right, and chemistry. And I'll do a little Jets later with the signings of Sauce and Garrett Wilson. But you think about, when we talk about football, specifically the Jets and the Giants, what's the one thing that's crushed them the last decade? O-line play. And the Jets quarterback play as well. Maybe Giants to a lesser extent. But it starts on the O-line. Like, and that's where chemistry is non-negotiable. I don't think a lot of us attach a lot of value to chemistry and consistency in the way the lineup comes out every day. Like, there's something to be said for knowing, all right, where I'm hitting, where I'm playing. You're just getting a little bit of a rhythm. And I think, you know, while Mendoza's much more consistent with that, I don't mean bottom third, bottom four, you got to juggle that up because it ain't good. But at least you know what's going on in the top five. And the Yankees don't give you that, and I don't get it. And one other thing, too. So the first caller pointed out how the Dodgers aren't playing well. And his point was, as I summarized, basically, hey, anything can happen. Yanks and the Mets could win if the Yankees get there. Dodgers are banged up. The Yankees could beat them. All right, and then the last call, they talked about, wow, the American League is still a little bit weak. I'm not pushing back on that. The Dodgers are an absolute mess right now. Mess, right? But I learned long ago, and I've said this on the show, if you're going to tell me about the prospects of one of our teams and how they can win a championship, don't start with, well, the rest of the league isn't that strong. I'm sorry, that's a little bit too flimsy for me. Like, I want to start the conversation with, our bullpen is sick, our rotation is awesome, we hit the hell out of the baseball, airtight defense, we run the bags well, whatever it might be. Give me characteristics of our teams, not the weaknesses of others. Like that. That doesn't excite me. If anything, that worries me, because that's kind of talking around the problem. Oh, yeah, the Yankees could win because the American League's a little watered down. Well, the Mets could win because you see the Dodgers lately? No. Tell me what the Mets do great, and tell me what the Yankees do great. It's not enough. 888-808-1019. Mike is in Old Saybrook, Connecticut. BT and Sound on the Fan. Mikey, what's cooking?
BT, how you doing, bud?
I am good, dude. How about you? You okay?
I'm very well, thanks.
Good.
I love the banter between you and Sal, Mets, Yankees, because that's how I grew up in the old days, the same stuff. So, since Sal's not there, I'm going to kind of take the Mets side, but I wanted to ask you a couple questions.
Okay.
The first one, and maybe this was explained somewhere along the line and I just haven't heard it, but yeah. How do the Yankees come out of the All-Star break with a bullpen game?
I have no freaking idea. I saw that. I'm on the beach. I see that. I'm like, are you kidding me? Now, I understand, Mike, that Max Fried's blister obviously, you know, gave him a little bit of a curveball there. And it worked out, actually, because they did win 2 out of 3. And now you have Fried lined up, a couple of days extra for the blister. Toronto series, understood. But when I first saw that, I'm like, you got a $300 million payroll? You start a bullpen game the first game out of the All-Star break when you're 3 back in the division? What?
Okay. That's what I said, too. All right, so Here's my other point, because I get what you're saying about before the deadline, this is a GM battle, and that's an awesome point. My question is, and this, I'm going to get your opinion. What owner do you think is going to be more instrumental in that? And that give and take between the GMs.
Okay, now let me just make sure I'm clear on what you mean. When you say instrumental, do you mean dialogue and direction with the GM, or saying, hey, do what you got to do, I got the check?
Maybe it could be both.
It could be. I just wanted clarity from your opinion.
Yeah, I get it.
I think anything, and Mike, this is pretty common, I think anything that comes down to money, you've got to give Cohen the advantage. I think... But do not understate. I think Hal's been, you know, a little unfairly positioned the last couple. The man spends money. It's not his fault that his GM spends it wrong too much. You know, and every year you got to fix it. It's not like he doesn't have $197 million payroll. Gank's top three. You know, basically knocking on the door of $300 million. So I do think what gives me comfort from a Yankee perspective, because the comfort from the Met perspective is Cohen. I mean, he's got to be all in. You know, you got Soto. Lindor's in his prime. And Lindor's been awful, but he's in his prime. Pete could bounce. You know, Nimmo's not a kid. Like, you got to take a massive swing again, like they did in the offseason, and I think that they will. But the one thing that you got to feel good about from a Yankee perspective is the synergy at this point of the year, July, time to make moves between Hal and Cashman. Last year, Jazz, all-star this year. Stud. Not perfect, but stud. And they have worked together a lot. And Hal trusts Brian, and Brian trusts Hal. And I'm not saying that Cohen and Stearns don't trust each other. I'm not implying that at all. But they just haven't gone through this race enough to be quite in sync, I don't think, like Cashman and Hal now, late July. So I'd say slight advantage Yankees there, but I mean, Cohen, he's going to cut the check. There's no doubt. 888-808-1019, BT and Sound on the Fan. It is on. And it's not about the Yankees versus the Mets or what the Yankees are without Soto or this. It is about, clearly for me, it is about two teams that had World Series expectations. Neither one will win anything if they don't get down to business in 10 days. They got it. They got 10 days to do this. And it's on the general manager. It's not the star player right now. The season hinges on Cashman and Stearns. Sal is off, so it's just me this week. Hop is with me, Dove as well. Jets and Giants training camp this week. So here we go, man. Last couple of weeks of, you know, Sal's off this week, as I said. I've got some time a little later in August, so does he. Hop's got a couple weeks, and then before you know it, we're all here, and we all bunkered down September, October. Hopefully Jets and Giants, you know, give us a month and a half of meaningful football where it kind of goes into, you know, like Halloween-ish. That would be nice. But right now, it's all about baseball. And for me, it's all about the GMs. And if the GMs don't pounce, and more specifically, if the GMs don't beat one another for some of the same guys, neither team will win a World Series. So Cashman's got to prove that his fastball is still there, and Stearns has to prove that he's got a New York general manager fastball. That's where I'm at. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal, Jeff's in Queens. Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, BT?
Good. What's up?
So my question is, you could make the argument that you should not only trade Spencer Jones, that he should be up there getting at-bats over Jason Dominguez. Like, he has untapped his potential while Jason is still being good, but not as great as Spencer Jones could potentially be right now at the age of 24.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Listen, I've been following Spencer Jones for a while. I remember I brought him up and probably 2 years ago. And me and Sal does not like the prospect stuff. I get into it more than he does. But listen, I also know it's almost impossible. You look at a kid, all right, even Alvarez, 11 bombs, 1,100 OPS, whatever it is, 17, 19, 20, 20 games in the minors after a slow start. He could come back and hit 180, like, or he could hit, you know, bombs and stay high. I don't know. So the prospect thing, while I always find it interesting and I love that part of the game, I don't know. But I did say to Hoff, I'd say, you know, there's part of me, and they'll never do this because they're the Yankees and they can't. But like if it wasn't the New York Yankees and it was the Minnesota Yankees or the Texas Yankees or the Seattle Yankees, like one thing that I would consider if I was running that team, I would trade Gold. I told you 2 weeks ago that I wanted to sell some pieces, and I stand by that. I'm not deviating from that point. I stand by it. And I understand I wouldn't get much for Goldschmidt, but if this keeps up and I really have the conviction that Spencer Jones is the real deal, I would trade Goldschmidt or consider it. Not going to get much back, whatever. Low level minor player. Put Bellinger at first and then just have an outfield of Grisham in center, Jones in left, or Jones/Dominguez in left, and Judge in right. He'll never do it. So, I mean, he's ripping the cover off the ball, and he really runs like the wind. But what do you want me to tell you? I mean, I had a conversation with somebody in the organization. I've told you this two different occasions, one last year, one earlier this year, and I was told that they just, there's not a ton of belief in the organization that he's going to hit higher level pitching. Talking about Spencer Jones, I was told that directly from somebody in the Yankees. Now, here's what I'll also say. I mean, I say this respectfully, but it is what it is. The Yankees really don't do a good job of developing players outside of Aaron Judge, you know, and from a position point of view. So why would I necessarily trust their scouting report on one of their players? I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't, or maybe I shouldn't fully trust it, you know. But, I mean, Spencer, like if you go to the baseball factory and you say, hey, just do me a favor, find somebody in their earliest mid-20s and just create a modern baseball player. Now, Spencer Jones is coming off that assembly line. I mean, he is. Big, strong, fast, long levers. I mean, the guy was throwing 90-something miles per hour in high school. You know he's got the arm. You know he can run. I don't know what they're going to do with him. I would be open to trading him. I'm not trading a Lombard. There's a piece of me that doesn't even want to trade Jones. But I also realize that you got to really give up to really get. And there's only so many years of Aaron Judge's prime, you know? Got to go for it. Maybe there's a middle-of-the-road balance that Cashman can strike that I don't see right now. But if the Yankees and the Mets, that's what this both teams is what it's about. But if the Yankees think that they're going to get World Series caliber upgrades by giving away somebody who's hitting 275 in high A ball, I just don't think that cuts it. They're going to have to give up some meaningful stuff. Gonna have to. Let me get Eric on Long Island, BT and Sal on the Fan. Eric, what's happening?
What's up, BT? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks for calling. What do you got?
Good. So before I get to Spencer Jones, I just want to say, one of my favorite, my favorite not playoff baseball stuff is the late season Red Sox weekend Friday night games. And we have like there's a couple series coming up. It's just going to be awesome. The late August Friday night Red Sox games. It'd be a really fun second half. But,
yeah, I mean, starting Toronto. I mean, you got to beat the Blue Jays. Forget about the Red Sox. I'm a little more focused on Toronto, but I got you.
I just love watching Fenway Friday night. Yep. It's a good stuff.
I know what you mean.
So with Spencer Jones, look, I know everybody loves him, doesn't want to get rid of him, but you have Dominguez, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have Judge. Dellinger, who in the outfield has proved to be a real weapon out there, right?
Yep.
And then you have Rice. You know, forgetting about Rice. You know, Rice should be the first baseman, right? Ben Rice should be getting all the at-bats at first base. He should be there. He should start to get stability in the lineup. Where are you going to play Spencer Jones? You know, you have all these players that are pretty young.
Yep.
They're competent at the big league level. And, you know, you're not going to take one of them out of the equation unless you're trading Dominguez. But I like Dominguez. I don't know. I don't see a place for Jones.
But Eric, I mean, to say that you don't see a place for Jones when he's 6'7" and hits bombs and runs like the wind and has a cannon, I think you might want to at least, you know, delve a little more deeply into that plan and have a plan B. You know, at least be a little bit more open-minded to trying to find a place for Spencer Jones. I would say this. Listen, it's not realistic. Then again, if he hits like 8-9 more home runs in Triple A, I don't know how you don't pull him up for a minute. But I'm not even thinking about Jones this year, even though I said I would be open to trading Goldschmidt and moving Bellinger there and opening up a spot, you know, once or twice a week against some righties, see what he has at the level this year with Jones. But it's more about next year. You can't be short-sighted. Now, Goldschmidt's a good pro, and it was a good signing, pretty good signing, great start. You know, you start to see now, he's getting older and the bat, no power, whatever. But he still gives you a professional at bat, and he's a really good fielder and a great clubhouse guy. But I don't think that you re-sign him next year. So he's off the books at $12.5 million, which means, well, if you really believe in Ben Rice, although Ben Rice could be traded. I mean, that's the other part of the equation here. But let me push Ben Rice aside for a moment, because this is where the complexity of building a lineup every day is impossible because of the redundancy and the overflow and the sloppy building of the roster by Brian Cashman. There's just too many repeats. But I'm going to put Rice aside. Goldschmidt, end of the year, done. Don't re-sign him. I would think that Bellinger goes to first base and Grisham's contract is up. And he's making $5 million this year. Now, Boone seems to love him. Great defender. He's got pop. Massive grandy on Fabio the other night. That was awesome. And I like him, but I don't love him. But they could re-sign him. But if they don't, well, now you have a different... Now maybe Dominguez in center. And maybe Jones in left. Talking about 2026. And Jones in left. And Judge in right. And Bellinger at first. Like, there's a lot of different configurations. Now, I also just put Ben Rice aside, which is easy to do for a sports radio conversation. But they're probably not as willing to put him aside. And neither am I from a real-life baseball perspective. I like him. I'm not saying I like him to the point where there's no way in hell I trade him. But I try not to because I do think he's a real professional hitter. Yanks three back in the East, obviously. You got three coming up with Toronto. The David Wright Day stuff. I do want to get into that. That was awesome. And I did watch the documentary The Right Way. Got some thoughts on that. Sauce and Wilson extensions. I was away for that, but you know I have to weigh in on that. And I will finally, and I ain't spending a lot of time on it, but I will finally set the record straight with something that I never thought anybody would really care that much about, especially my coworkers, the Little League ejection. Yes, I know. A lot of you want to know. I'll tell you what happened. All right? All right, and it's not nearly as juicy as you think, as it's been portrayed maybe by some callers or some articles, but I will tell you what went down. 888-808-1019. Again, BT and Sal on the Fan. General managers, now it's your turn. You know, now it's go time. Now there's no hiding. And Brian Cashman has a Hall of Fame career. There's no doubt. Now we can quibble. It's not even quibbling. I mean, really, I don't think we're nitpicking when we talk about the shortcomings recently of Brian Cashman. But I also make sure to accurately represent what is a Hall of Fame career. The man has won a lot, all right? And he needs to prove in the next 10 days that he still has his trade deadline fastball. So that's the Cashman stuff. Because if he doesn't, Yanks ain't winning. If David Stearns does not prove in the next 10 days that he's got a New York, like he's got to earn a New York general manager stripe. He earned GM stripe in Milwaukee. You know, he's good with, you know, some of the, you know, the minor league moves and obviously small market stuff. Hey, this is different. This is a team that is good. It's a team that's really good in certain spots. And the Mets, it's also a team that's really bad in certain spots, and it's his job to fix it. And if he doesn't fix it, the Mets aren't winning anything. So it's on them. And what makes it extra juicy is they're both going for some of the same guys. All right, let me get to Sam up in Rockland County. Sam, what's going on, bud? BT and Sal, how you doing?
Hey, BT, thanks for taking my call. I just want to talk about the Yankees base running. So there's no trade out there that's going to fix the base running. And I don't think they can win a World Series. They can't win anything with running the bases like this. I'm not a Boone hater, but I want to know when and how he's going to fix that.
Well, I don't think you're going to fix it mid-season, Sam. It's been a complaint of mine for a long time and a complaint of many. You see, like for two, well, Gleyber was sloppy on the bases for sure. But I think the old issue pertaining to the base running stuff for the Yankees was that they were just, you know, too station to station. Not that they were necessarily dumb or lacked instinct on the bases. They just had a lot of guys who were plotters and, you know, not scoring from first on a double, hard hit ball to right field, probably not scoring on a single from second, you know, a moderate fly ball to the outfield, probably not scoring on a tag up from third. So that's not this issue. I do think a lot of people miss the mark. This, like, when we talk about Plan B this year, right, not to get into Soto, but from a Yankee perspective, but Plan B, one of the reasons why I liked it is that it made the Yankees a lot more athletic. You can deny it. You can make fun of Plan B. You're wrong because the numbers support what I just said. That doesn't mean they're going to win anything. Doesn't mean they get back to the World Series, but they are a much more athletic team. It's not even close than they were a year ago, right? And I also think that it's been a little overstated that their base running, like the base running gaffes, the last month has been bad. There's no way around it. You know, going back to really starting with the Red Sox series, just some dopey, dumb decisions. Like, what are you doing? And then the other night, I've never seen that. Getting thrown out. I mean, great throw by Acuna. How the hell do you get thrown out at third base? And here's what I would have done, and Boone didn't do it, and he made a great play yesterday, diving on that bunt. So you give the, and he plays hard usually, the young man, but I thought that was a moment. It's just not what Boone does. It's what I would do. But I'm also not the manager of the Yankees. I got to have to deal with repercussions. I could just say this and kind of goes away. I would have pulled them from that game. I would have pulled them. Because one of the things that has bothered us about the Yankees' recent iterations is that there's really no recourse for mistakes, you know, or apathy. You know, Glaber didn't bust it out of the hump. He thought it was a home run. That's off the fence. It's a single. Yeah, it's no big deal. Josh Donaldson pimping one. Oh, wait, it's off the wall single, or he's thrown out at second. It's not a big deal. Like, I would not let that stuff fly, especially with a young kid. All right? So I thought that was a moment where, and that, we talk about culture, which is such like a nebulous, almost in certain cases, like a lazy way to talk around something. But the part of the culture for me that's been missing for the Yankees is that there is no repercussions when you don't do your job. And I don't mean, you know, you hit into a double play or you pop up with the bases juiced or you serve up a two-run bomb and it's a walk-off loss as a bullpen pitcher. I don't mean baseball stuff. I mean, you know, just the hitting the cutoff, you know, the fundamentals. Like that, there's never a penalty for it. And when you get thrown out, I mean, Acuna's heel, because if you know, I know you saw this. The way he caught it, maybe 1/10 of his spike was maybe touching a grain of dirt on the warning track. I think I could have made it. He just stopped running, and the way you do that, and the way that never happens again, is you pull him. And I'm not saying you yank him off the field like, you know, like some little league coaches might, but you sit him right there. Like, you don't have him go out to the field and say, hey, by the way, sit. You know, sit down, take your glove, you're out. You know, Peraza, go play third. I think that you do it in a way that's true to who you are and how Boone operates. And then the next young kid that comes up or the other younger guys that are on the team, they're like, oof, man, he just got yanked, dude. I can't mess around with that. That's how you establish culture. Now, there's other ways, but that is just an unforgivable baseball mistake, and it looks awful. It really did. Anthony's in Fairfield. Talk a little Mets. Ant, what's going on, buddy? How are you? Hello, Anthony. Anthony is not there.
Hello?
Oh, okay. What's up, bud?
Hey, BT. Sorry about that. Good to talk to you. No, I just wanted to make 2 points on the Mets. You know, you want to talk about Stearns being a good GM, you know, Mendoza being good manager, which for the record, I think they are. But from a baseball ops perspective, I think they made an egregious mistake not putting Lindor on the IL when he broke his toe. You know, looking back on that, I think he's batting around 200 since then, and the Mets are like 4 or 5 games under 500 in that time.
I think they're, 10-21 in their last 30? I know he hasn't been hurt for 30 games, but 10-21? Ugh.
Yeah, not good, obviously. No. You know, obviously before that, they were like 20 games over 500. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's no secret the disparity in their record when he performs, you know, versus when he doesn't. And you look back on that, I think it was an obvious turning point in their season for the worst. You know, why not let him rest 2 weeks, let him get healthy? I think it was an awful decision, big picture, to let him play through it.
Yeah. But didn't you see, I hear you, and I'm not even disagreeing necessarily, but you can say that now because of the results. I mean, 0 for 14 this weekend. Yikes. I mean, a ton of strikeouts, soft contact. He said, although Steer made a great play. That was a bad hop. I mean, he actually picked a lot of balls at first base for the Reds, and the Reds are a scrappy team. But we can say that now because we see he's in a real bad funk here. But didn't he steal the base his first game back? I don't even think he missed a game. He just got hurt. And then maybe he missed a game. But I'd have to double check that. But he definitely stole the base very early after he broke his toe. So, I mean, if you can steal, doesn't it seem a little convenient to say, you know, now the injury's impacting performance? I'm not saying that it's not. But it's not that he's completely unable to be a pro athlete. Still runs pretty fast. 888-808-1019. It's BT and Sal on the Fan. I want to get into some of the stuff with David right over the weekend. Sauce and the Wilson extensions and the ejection as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.